The Tasmanian Greens are adopting a new strategy in their bid to have same-sex marriage legalised in Australia. Rather than simply trying to change the marriage law in Tasmania, they're asking state MPs to call on the federal government to amend the Marriage Act. The state Labor Party has indicated it will support the Greens' motion, and that'll make the Tasmanian Parliament the first in the country to vote in favour of same-sex marriage. Felicity Ogilvie reports from Hobart.
The Tasmanian Greens leader Nick McKim has tried before to have the state parliament legalise same-sex marriage. Those attempts failed, so this time he's moving to have the parliament ask the federal government to do it instead. If he succeeds, Tasmania's lower house will become the first in Australia to vote in support of same-sex marriage.
I shall move that this house, one, supports marriage equality, and two, calls on the Commonwealth Parliament to amend the Commonwealth Marriage Act 1961 to provide for marriage equality.
And while previously the Labor government hasn't supported Nick McKim's moves to change the laws in Tasmania, this time, with the pressure being applied to the Commonwealth, they're on board. In a statement, the Tasmanian Premier Lara Giddings says Tasmanian Labor supports the principle of same-sex marriage on the basis that it provides equality. Like every other Labor branch in the country, except for New South Wales, the Tasmanian ALP has supported same-sex marriage at its state conference. Labor support means the motion will be passed by the Parliament tomorrow, but the support won't be unanimous. The Deputy Opposition Leader, Jeremy Rockcliffe, says the Liberals believe marriage is between a man and a woman. And Mr Rockcliffe is describing Nick McKim's motion as a backdown from the Greens leader's attempts to legalise same-sex marriage in Tasmania.
Well, I find it extraordinary, firstly, that Nick McKim has backed down with respect to his legislation that he's tabled and not willing to debate that legislation. It seems to be a backdown now for a motion to be debated in the House tomorrow, of which would appear to be a compromise between Labor and the Greens.
But Nick McKim says his motion isn't a compromise.
Well, what we are doing is seeking to be part of a national campaign here in order that the best possible outcome can occur, and that best possible outcome is for this issue to be resolved at a national level. If that doesn't happen by the end of this year, then we will move ahead with our state-based same-sex marriage legislation in Tasmania and give the Parliament of Tasmania the opportunity to take a national lead.
The Tasmanian Premier has said that it's clear from constitutional advice that any lasting changes to the Marriage Act will have to occur at a national level.
Felicity Ogilvie in Hobart.